Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app really is good, whether you use it for listening or creating audio, or both. On the creative side, the app makes it easy, and one of its best features is that you can record when you're out and about, on the fly, anywhere at all, and then even edit the recording before uploading it. That's really useful and easier to do than you might think. If you're a listener mainly, Audioboom's daily download feature is likewise excellent. It automatically adds your favorite programs in your phone every morning, so they're ready to play when you're ready to go, and it doesn't even matter whether you've got a data signal or not. The podcasting hit program Serial is returning for a second season, and a third one, too. The show's producers announced that they were working on two new storylines. No word yet on what those stories are. Last year, Serial was the gateway drug to podcast enjoyment for millions of listeners who drove the internet-only program to the top of the iTunes podcast chart. Serial introduced online, on-demand audio to new audiences, lifting awareness of the entire podcasting category. At Rain Summit West in Las Vegas last month, Norm Pattis, the founder of the Podcast One Network, said that podcasting owed Serial a debt of gratitude that could never be repaid. Serial is produced by public radio program This American Life and was heavily promoted on that show. Indian streaming music service Gaana was hacked this week by an individual who publicly claimed responsibility for the exploit on Facebook. No material damage was committed, it was confirmed by both Gaana and the hacker. The cyber invasion took names and passwords of 7.5 million users, but no financial data. Still, Gaana shut down the service to get a grip on the situation, resetting millions of passwords and renovating its security. Satellite broadcaster SiriusXM got bad news this week. The company was hoping to avoid a class action lawsuit in an ongoing case, but the judge of the case ruled that it could be expanded into a class action, which is what the plaintiffs want. Who are the plaintiffs? A group of musicians known as Flo and Eddie. They were founding members of a 1960s band called The Turtles. Expanding the case into a larger class means larger potential damages if Sirius loses the decision at the end. All of this is about a loophole in U.S. copyright law, which leaves music produced before 1972 completely unprotected by U.S. copyright. That means that SiriusXM, Pandora, and other digital radio outlets don't have to pay artists and labels for streaming those records. Both of those companies have said they favor changing the federal law to fix the loophole. Meanwhile, several lawsuits are proceeding in state courts to seek damages. Another month, another new podcast network. That's what it feels like in the last year. This week, we saw the launch of Digital Media, created by ex-radio executives. They're hitting the ground running with a content partner, Recode, the technology website and conference series, which will develop audio programs as a third line of business. Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg are the chief personalities at Recode, which was started as All Things D, and that brand was owned by the Wall Street Journal. Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg spun out of that arrangement, rebranding as Recode, and in a separate but nearly simultaneous announcement this week, Recode was acquired by Vox Media. Back to Digital Media, the plan is to bring in other content partners to develop, distribute, and monetize podcasts. Cars are changing. Car makers are in a race to provide internet connectivity in the cockpit. At the same time, Google and Apple are in their own race to power the new digital dashboards that car makers are building. Google has Android Auto, and Apple has CarPlay. Many car companies are partnered into both initiatives, so we can expect a near future in which car buyers choose between Android and Apple cars, at least insofar as the smartphone plugins are concerned. This week, Hyundai rolled out the first car to include Android Auto factory installed. GM, meanwhile, has announced several 2016 models which will include it also. And Volkswagen is developing dashboard systems which offer both Android and Apple in the same dashboard. When observing the connected car movement in the U.S., it's important to remember how slowly it evolves. And this is because the average age of a car on the road is 11 and a half years. So, most vehicles don't have any kind of internet capability. As the U.S. car fleet modernizes over the next decade, streaming music and on-demand audio will probably become as common on the road as they are in smartphones on the street. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from RAIN News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to RAIN Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.